Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Quran wants its followers to profess a high moral standard. The Quran says that a believer should not merely believe and should not acknowledge something in his heart. His own actions, his own deeds should be a witness to the faith and ideology he follows. And the foremost manifestation of this belief is that he should become an exemplary personality. At one place in the Quran, we find that there are 10 qualities of a believer which are mentioned and which should be cherished and coveted by every Muslim. In this session, we shall take a look at these 10 qualities which the Quran wants its followers to engender in themselves. The first of these qualities which is mentioned in Surah Ahzab is called Islam. When the word Islam is mentioned with the word Iman the way it is here, it refers to the external form and structure of Islam itself and refers to the directives which a Muslim must follow. Islam itself is nothing but submission to the Almighty. When a person resigns himself, his soul, to the Almighty and is also satisfied and in fact happy with the outcome of every decision of the Almighty, then such a person is called a Muslim. The second quality which these verses mention is called Iman. Iman, of course, is the internal aspect of religion. Its foundation is Iman or belief in the Almighty. When a person acknowledges the Almighty from the depth of his heart and his soul, then such a person is called a mu'min. The Quran says that a person whose hearts Iman takes root is a person who is a changed person. His ideology, his philosophy of life, is that of a person who really believes in something. And he does not merely believe in something, he also practices and obeys whatever his belief is. The third quality of a true believer, which is mentioned in these verses of Surah Ahzab, is that he is a person who humbles before God. The words of the Quran are kunut. His inner expression, this is an inner expression of a believer regarding his relationship with the Almighty. If a person humbles before God, then such a person never becomes rebellious to his directives. He is a person who never becomes conceited and a person who never becomes proud. He is a person who becomes a humble person, a person who acknowledges the Almighty above him and obeys him in every walk of life. The fourth directive which is mentioned in these verses is Sidq, or truthfulness, or veracity. The Quran says that a person should always be truthful in all his claim, and he should always speak the truth, he should always adhere to the truth, and also there should be great conformity with what he speaks and what he believes in and what he does actually. So therefore, its opposite is his hypocrisy. A person who does not practice what he believes in is a hypocritical person, and such people are despicable in the eyes of the Quran. We must not only be truthful to ourselves, we have to be truthful to God, to our own fellow brethren. And people who are truthful are people about whom the Almighty has said that they are promised the abode of paradise in the hereafter. The fifth quality which is mentioned in these verses is perseverance or patience. When a person is patient and he perseveres in the cause of truth, then such a person is one who actually fights out all the tough and rough circumstances of life. A person who perseveres in the cause of truth is a person who accepts with wholeheartedness all decisions of God. It should be kept in consideration that the word patience is not something which is equivalent to weakness or meekness or frailty. It in fact is a person who is an embodiment of resolve and determination. And such a person can rightly be called a person who is a patient and persevering in the cause of truth. And the Quran itself says that a person who perseveres in the cause of truth and who remains steadfast against whenever adverse circumstances arise, then he is promised the life of paradise. The Quran says, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. People who remain steadfast in circumstances which are against them are the ones who have been promised paradise. We must realize that when we are sent in this world, we shall be tried and tested with various circumstances. And there is no exception to this. The only thing is that the form of this trial changes. And what we are required to do is to exercise patience and perseverance whenever we see that things are not going our way. The sixth quality of a believer, which is mentioned in these verses, in the words of the Quran, is called khushu, or humility. A person is required to be humble before the Almighty, and this can only be achieved when he acknowledges above him a creator who has grandeur and majesty, and who acknowledges the greatness of the Almighty. A person who is humble to God is a person who is also humble to his fellow beings. A person who is humble to God, the greatest manifestation of his humility towards God is that he prays and prostrates himself before the Almighty in the prayer. And also, he is a person who is very humble and affectionate to people who are around him. He is a sympathetic person. He is a considerate person. And he is a person who actually is very sensitive to the requirements of the society. The seventh quality of a believer, which is mentioned in these verses, is that he is a charitable person who spends in charity for the cause of his religion and for the cause of the Almighty. Now, besides the fact that it is obligatory upon him to spend a mandatory amount from his wealth, which is called zakat, there are people who go further down and spend whatever they save for others. And there is still a higher rung to this process, in which people who sacrifice their own needs, who withhold their own needs in order to fulfill the needs of others. And the Quran says, وَيُؤْسِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ قَصَاصًا. These are people who feed others, who accomplish the needs of others, and they withhold their own needs, they sacrifice their own needs. Even though they need things, they take lead in fulfilling the needs of the society before them. The eighth quality of a believer, which is mentioned in these verses, is that he is a person who fasts at various intervals of time in life. He is not a person who just fasts in the obligatory month of Ramadan. He also fasts off and on in various other months also. We know that the fast is a means of achieving piety and God consciousness. And is a person who is a pious person is a person who lives and leads his life according to the limits set by the Almighty. So therefore, the eighth quality which is mentioned of a believer is that at various intervals and various periods of time, he fasts and regularly keeps these fasts. The ninth quality of a believer which is mentioned in these verses is that he guards his private parts, which means that he refrains from vulgarity, from lewdness. And the foremost manifestation of this is that he wears decent clothes. His clothes reflect decency. And we know that a society in which decency reigns supreme is a society in which family ties, which is the founding unit of a society, remains strong. So therefore, the Quran has given a very, very strict etiquette of gender interaction so that people remain chaste and modest in their undertakings. And they are required to be very, very careful in wearing the dress before a society. The last thing which is mentioned in these verses is that a believer remembers God in abundance. He is not merely a person who remembers God at the five obligatory times of the prayer, but he is a person who tries to remember God as much as he can. So when he sees some glory of God manifest itself, he says, Subhanallah. And when he sees some favor come his way, he says, Alhamdulillah. And on every undertaking which he plans to do in the future, he says, Inshallah. And we find a treasure trove of the supplications of the Prophet, which guide us constantly in this regard, and which make us remember the Almighty in the various routines we follow. And if we look at these supplication or du'as in various anthologies, we come to find out that these du'as and these supplications link us and make our connection with the Almighty a very strong connection. These then are the 10 qualities which the Quran requires a believer to engender in himself. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ